I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. State Senator Joan Huffman, the Houston Republican, who led Texas's redistricting process in the Senate this year, said lawmakers were race-blind when they drew the state's proposed new political maps. To communities of color, race-blind translates as politically invisible. Throughout the once-in-a-decade redistricting process this fall, Texas Republicans' pursuit of partisan advantage produced new districts giving white Republican voters even greater say in deciding who represents Texas in Congress and the legislature. Despite overwhelming population growth among people of color in the state, the power of voters of color is actually diminished when measured by their ability to meaningfully affect elections. That has spurred frustration for the Legion of Civil Rights Activists, lawyers, local leaders, and organizers who have labored for decades against Texas political structures that exclude their communities. The maps for Congress and the Texas House will shrink the number of districts in which eligible Hispanic and Black voters can realistically sway election outcomes. Although white population growth in Texas is relatively stagnant, white voters will largely determine who fills the two new congressional seats the state gained by virtue of its overall growth. More than a month after Governor Greg Abbott signed into law the Texas bill that tightens mail-in ballot rules, boosts protections for partisan poll watchers, and rolls back local voting initiatives like ballot drop boxes and drive-through voting, the U.S. Senate plans this week to take up a bill that could override parts of the state's new election law and impact new political maps state lawmakers approved in the past week. The Freedom to Vote Act would create a national standard for voter access, establish automatic voter registration, and lift various state-level restrictions that currently limit access to the ballot box. The bill also strengthens the regulatory power of the Federal Election Commission, tightens election restrictions against foreign interference, and modifies campaign finance rules. The Senate is expected to hold a procedural vote on the Freedom to Vote Act Wednesday. When the Trump administration closed the Texas-Mexico border to all but essential travelers in March 2020, pedestrian crossings at ports of entry dropped drastically, according to U.S. Transportation Department statistics. That was crushing businesses that depend on Mexican tourists. Some shuttered for good, some temporarily closed, and others cut their hours to stave off losses. But with last week's announcement by the Biden administration that it will reopen land borders to all vaccinated travelers beginning November 8th, business owners and employees have been eager to get back to work. In the same announcement, the federal government said that starting in January, people traveling for essential purposes, such as students, commercial drivers, U.S. citizens, and healthcare workers, will have to start showing proof of vaccination at land crossings to enter the U.S. as well. Border businesses are hoping the end of restrictions will reinvigorate the area's economy. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by Methodist Healthcare Ministries of South Texas. Methodist Healthcare Ministries of South Texas Incorporated is dedicated to creating access to healthcare for uninsured and low-income families in South Texas through healthcare services, advocacy, and strategic grant making. Learn more at mhm.org.